Hi, my name is Daichi and I'll be sharing our project on behalf of Group B2. Our team consists of 9 group members: Audrey, Jeffrey, Nick, Shlok, Veronica, Wenhui, Wenjia, Zilin, and myself. Our project design aims to tackle the unsolved problem of coffee waste in Canada, and our solution is to turn it into a useful chemical known as lactic acid. Every year, around 300,000 tons of spent coffee grounds, also known as SCG, is dumped in Canadian landfills. And with coffee consumption on the rise, this number is only increasing. Our aim is to reuse this SCG to produce food-grade lactic acid using a species of bacteria known as Lactobacillus rhamnosus. These bacteria are capable of producing lactic acid, with the only required input being a source of carbon. By hydrolyzing our SCG input, we're able to produce a carbon source in the form of simple sugars, which allows for the production of this lactic acid. Our plant aims to take in 100,000 tons of SCG per year, as this represents a third of the Canadian coffee waste market, and transform it into around 31,000 tons of lactic acid. The plant will be located in Ontario, Canada, near large coffee-consuming cities, with access to the grid for power and water. At a high level, there are 3 main sections in our plant, these being pre-treatment, fermentation, and purification. During the pre-treatment step, a portion of the coffee grounds are dried and stored as needed, then hydrolyzed using a 2-step hydrolysis process. First, a dilute sulfuric acid solution is used to penetrate the rigid cellulosic structure of the SCG. Once the solution has been clarified and neutralized, enzymes are used to further break down long-chain sugars into short-chain sugars and digestible monosaccharides. This solution is then sterilized and fed to the bacteria in large fermenters where lactic acid is produced. Here, a nearly constant stream of calcium hydroxide is used to maintain the pH at levels for optimal production of lactic acid. This produces our crude product, calcium lactate. Finally, during the downstream process and purification, the calcium lactate is reacted with sulfuric acid in order to return it to the desired lactic acid product. Spent biomass and other impurities are removed from the mixture, and water is evaporated out to produce our 85% pure lactic acid product. This product can be sold for around $3 per kilogram. This grade of lactic acid can be used as a food-grade product for cheese, yogurt, as a preservative, or a flavoring agent. And further purification of lactic acid has been known to allow for the creation of biodegradable plastics. It is estimated that this volume of product will bring in a revenue close to $80 million per year. Once operating costs are estimated, the annual before-tax cash flow is estimated to be upwards of $18 million. With some economic considerations such as taxes, inflation, depreciation, equipment replacement, and loan repayments taken into account, it is estimated that this project will achieve an internal rate of return of 21% with a payback period of 7 years. This gives the project a net present worth of $36 million using a minimum acceptable rate of return of 12%. Currently, this process is fairly sensitive to fluctuations in the market price of lactic acid. A detailed market analysis would likely be the next big step in confirming the validity of this project. Some simple considerations will allow this project to gain some stability and be less reliant on these market fluctuations. One example is the implementation of a tipping fee, where waste producers will pay a gate fee in order to dump their waste at our plant. By setting this fee to be lower than landfill fees, producers of coffee waste are incentivized to repurpose their waste using this process rather than dumping it at the landfill. And this also provides additional revenue for the plant. Additionally, almost a third of the annual operating cost associated with this project is due to the cost of the enzymes required for hydrolysis. Efforts made to produce this enzyme on-site to cut these costs will help increase the profitability of this project. Finally, what this project exemplifies for us is innovation which works towards a zero-waste world. Relatively simple innovations like these are needed to supplement a global effort towards a sustainable world for future generations. By applying engineering solutions to problems like these, we believe we can become a part of the solution. We'd like to thank Dr. Verrett, Dr. Baldwin, Mr. Beretta, Dr. Haynes, and our sponsor from Anaconda Waste Management, Luke Privet, for their continued support throughout this incredibly tough year, along with all the other instructors and TAs who made this course possible. Thank you very much for your time.